This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of Romans 10, we have been amplifying the focus of the chapter, the journey of those who believe. As we amplified this focus, we have seen there are problems that keep people from believing. We have also reflected on Paul's prayer for their salvation. Now let's look at what he says about the proclamation that needs to take place if someone is going to believe. In verse 18, Paul makes reference to God's proclamation through natural revelation. He quotes from Psalm 19:4, "Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world." What he is referring to is based on what is said in the first three verses, which he does not quote. "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard." Paul had referred to this mode of proclamation in Romans 1, where he says in verses 19 and 20, "Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse." He follows this line of reasoning in verses 18 through 20 by pointing out what Isaiah 65:1 says, "I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me." God draws people to himself who aren't even seeking him through the proclamation of nature. That is grace.